Begin the current daf in Sechdes Avin, daf Tzadi Vav, we begin the Amud Beis, we begin the Tzadi Vav, the Master begins with the Gemara of Be'isha, but by a woman, Loi Pligi. Then they're not disagreeing. And Tzadi explains the Gemara's proof that Shabbos is obviously his man for Tzvon, because the Gemara was saying, who's doing the whole Shabbos man Tzvon? Oh, it's the Braisa that we had in Machlegis, Rami and Rami Yehuda, regarding, are you allowed to bring in new ones or only old ones? But one thing we see is that they don't disagree regarding that of the woman, that she could bring it in. Obviously, that it's a mitzvah seishalo is man grama, and therefore a woman's obligated, and therefore obviously tefillin is this man is Shabbos. But that says taisvim tem. If you're going to say, wait a second, dilma maybe mishum to have a malbush leish, because the reason why I'm allowed to bring it in is because it's an article of clothing for a man. Because I'm probably my each like the one said Shabbos of some chal from alf that tefillin derech malbush of it that. That even according to the one, the whole Shabbos is not a time of tefillin. But if you go out with tefillin to the street, you're exempt because it's a type of an article of clothing and it's not a load. So maybe that's why Ibn agrees he's allowed to, but not because it's obligation in the mitzvahs. And that's a tzitz. But what you could say is the hundred davka le'ish. Well, that would be specifically regarding a man, because he normally wears it during the weekday. So it's considered a malbush. But for a woman, no, it wouldn't be considered as a malbush, because I mean, the hasam, like the Gemara says over there, a woman can't go out with a ring that has a signet, and if she does it, because it's not considered a takshut for her, and the chlefein be'ish, the opposite is by a man, he's obligated in things that he doesn't go out with, because the midachaz le'ish, le'chaz le'ish, midachaz le'ish, le'chaz le'ish, whatever it's meant for one is not for the other one, and therefore, obviously, if she's allowed to wear tefillin, it's not because of the din of a malbush, rather it's because of the halacha of that she's obligated in the mitzvah, and that's what the Gemara is trying to prove, that obviously you see the mitzvah to say, she'loi has man gerama, because there's the obligation is even on Shabbos. That's why a woman can carry in the pairs of tefillin that she finds on Shabbos. The next text of Mazda begins with the Gemara, loi sekedaitach. No, you can't entertain this, because loi remedios be like Rabbi Yisi b'chulu, and neither does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Yisi. And therefore, obviously, that if they're all saying that the woman brings it in, it's obviously because of she's obligated, and therefore Shabbos is dismount film, not because it's rishos. Because they don't rule like Rabbi Yisi that it is a rishos, that a woman could do something that she's not obligated. Now, it says, Taisa Mashmet sounds like Remei Rabbi Yehuda, Tavai Islu, the Nashim Chayavas Betom. So obviously, as our Gemara seems to be proving, that they both hold, the reason why a woman could bring it in, it's not because of her shoth, but because she's obligated wearing tefillin. Because the love is my grandma, because it's not a time-bound commandment. It's at all times you have the mitzvah of tefillin. And that's the taste of attainment to wonder, because the peg mishim eis nigmar brachas daf chavim based on that we learn the Mishnah and Nashim v'adam gitan. Women, slaves, and minors, patrimon that's one are exempt from tefillin. Well, parachal abba gemar pshid, and the gemar goes so far as to say, obviously, and the gemar says, Mishani, no, the itzrach, you have to say this, mishim the iskish tefillin the mezuzah, because the Torah compares tefillin the mezuzahs. And you would have thought to say, just like she's mechleiv mezuzah, shows you the tefillin. But how could you say it's so obvious? If anything, you need it not because we compare it to the mezuzahs, but because there are other opinions that actually is obligated, so it's not so posh. We have to say it. And that's the taste of the Novishim. What you could say is, the Laman, the Chosh of Tzvon's Mount Grum, according to the one who holds, that it is a positive bound, time-bound commandment, which is obviously that Mandam and Masechus Brachas, have a Pshita, the Noshim Tzuris, that according to that Mandam, it's obvious that they can be exempt. They would have to answer and say, oh, it's because you compared tefillin to mezuzahs. Because according to that man d'amar, it would be obvious that man d'amar wouldn't have to say it. It says, hey, chedayk, b'samach, how did the Gemara shortly make a diuk? The Remeir is some like Rabbi Yisi. Obviously, Remeir, as we're pointing out, these two to nine. The Remeir does not hold like Rabbi Yisi that women are, for women voluntarily do a mitzvah like smicha. Mikarecha, he stammer from that anonymous Mishnah, the Imakh and the Satinaikis Militkaya, that you don't stop children from blowing Shavar and Shavar. The inference is that women, we do stop them. And the Stamas Neaton is her mayors. Obviously, we see her mayor holds that whatever she does do is because she's obligated, not because she wants to, because voluntary we don't let her do. Now, based on that Stamas Neaton, we have to say that Hidapek Mishamesi, which was just brought before in Taisis, that women are exempt from them. Obviously, that Stamas Neaton is like her mayor, it's not like her mayor. So, what's called my oma hai mahai, I'll drop it to the contrary, says Taisus. Name it, who's stomach grimea, say that that anonymous mission is second's brother, that's a grimea. If some of the matures that holds that actually women are exempt from tefillin. Vadik tani hacha, remea, echad ish, vechad ish, and this remea says that even the woman go out and bring the tefillin, this mission is something grabeasi, because all the grabeasi. Dama nashim simkos rishos that says a woman could do voluntarily a mitzvah that she's not obligated. And the stamas ni nema akvin, and then we have to say that other anonymous mission that our Gemara brings down, that we don't stop the child, but we do stop the woman, that's the like remea. Why say this stamas ni and not that one? So the re-answer to this Rabbi Yom Tov Mevin, he says, no, the Mamanav Shach. Because either way you look at it, stam of the brachas, that anonymous mishnah mesechtes brachas, that women are exempt from tefillin, you have to say it's like a man, that's not like a man. Why? Because the kesaba ha'hu masnid that mishnah holds in nashim semchaz labishos, that for women to do smicha, it's not something that they can voluntarily do. And that's why they can't go ahead and put on tefillin. Tiktani hasim, because that's what the mishnah teaches, where they nashim vadim gitanim, term krishma and tefillin. That women and slaves and minors, they're exempt from krishma and tefillin. But the chayav mitzvah bebechas mazon mezuzah, with the obligated in davening, bechas mazon, benching, and having a mezuzah. Now, so we're putting women together with slaves and minors. Now, says the Riva, hanagatanim, those minors, al karchin belahigiyu lechinach. Obviously, we're talking about children that did not reach yet the age of chinach. Why? Because begiyu lechinach, actually, when they reach the age of chinach, mitzvah nama chayav, they're also obligated then in the mitzvah of tefillin. Because of the mitzvah of chinuch, because I'm besayf lulav agaz, like the Gemara says in Sukkot of Mbezim and Aleph, cut my day lishmer tefillin, a child who knows that the safeguard is tefillin, of chayv likach tefillin, it's what is obligated to buy mitzvah. So, Ella rather, obviously the Gitan Matuma are children that did not reach the age of chinuch. And therefore, v'lekoy v'chayav ma'katan. Therefore, when it says that what they're obligated in, that's not going on the minors, because the lahi gil chinuch, ela nash navonim. It's only going on women and slaves. And below, not get to why we pick minor in that category. Elaine Batur, only regarding what they're exempt from. Oh, nami the p'tiri, obviously, and there's no chiddush even in that, to say the Ketam are exempt from mitzvahs when they didn't reach the age of chinuch yet. So why do we say the exemption of the minor is to let you know that nashim avodim kiketanim, that women are and slaves are like the minors, meaning le'inin tefillin, regarding putting on tefillin. That is the boy lanuche, that if they want to put on leishavkin luhuit, we don't allow them. We shouldn't design tefillin because of the disgrace of the tefillin heichad legil chinuch, where they didn't reach yet the age of chinuch, that we don't even let. Oh, that's the comparison to for the women, that we don't let them put on tefillin. So it comes out that that anonymous mission you have to say is not like your mayor, and who he lets at least the women put on tefillin. Rather, so it's that's what the Gemara is being a raya, that Reb Meir obviously holds that the woman is obligated in tefillin from what we find the other stamas nitin, that you don't stop the child, but you do stop the woman, because women are not allowed to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvahs that they're exempt from. But Yishleima, another approach to this, says, the nichli tefillin emer, it's still preferable for the Gemara to say that he the bracha is like a man, that Mishnah in bracha is not like a man. Shem deloy metarts and lusad Reb Meir, because we have not yet resolved what Reb Meir is saying, dama that he says zugin tefillin. That he says that you could bring in one pair of tefillin at a time and not more. Now, that's Ilmkin Sabr Shabbos Man Tefillin. That's only if you say that Shabbos is the time of tefillin, could I signal L. Like the Gemara previously said, that the one who holds that it could only be one at a time is because Shabbos is Man Tefillin. And that's what that anonymous mission that our Gemara brings in contrast to the Gemara Brachas. Unless if you say the less like the Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, that it doesn't only be Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, that Makom Yesh Bereish Lanich Betfillin, that's a different approach that you could say, that if you don't have space on the head to say two tefillin, and there's only room for one, but the Gemara doesn't want to do that. The Gemara wants to say that everyone holds that there is place to put on two tefillin. And if then again, then the reason that Reb Meir holds you can only take one at a time, obviously is because that Shabbos is not tefillin, and therefore there's only one mitzvah, and therefore again, that's where we have to say that women are obligated, in contrast to Mishnah Brachas, which says that women are exempt from tefillin, obviously that's not like Reb Meir. So the Gemara explains that the reason that Reb Meir holds that a woman could carry out tefillin on Shabbos and bring it to the cities because women are obligated in tefillin. The Gemara proves that you can't explain that no, women are exempt. It's just that they're permitted because you have a stamas nitin that says it's forbidden for women to fulfill mitzvahs that they're exempt. And Taisa says that based on this, although we have another anonymous Mishnah, that's not like a mayor, that's the Mishnah Mishnah is brachas. But then Taisa found the difficulty. Why doesn't the Gemara say the exact opposite? Maybe the stamas nitin brachas is like Remeh that exempts women, and the reason why then women could bring it in is because like a BC, and the anonymous Mishnah brings is not like a mayor. That's the says no. Obviously, the Mishnah Mishnah is not like a mayor, because we learned about that minors are exempt from tefillin, and that's Kat Shalai Gilachinach, and obviously they're exempt. It's rather come to tell us that the women are like those minors, that they're not allowed to put on tefillin, and that's not like a mayor. Additionally, Taisa answers that the Gemara rather have a mayor say Shabbos man tefillin, and the women are obligated, because then you could understand why he says in our Mishnah that you can bring one pair at a time, because that is what the mitzvah is, one pair at a time. The next says the master begins with the Gemara, Stam Sefra Rabbi Yehuda. And the anonymous Tana comment in the Sefra is Rabbi Yehuda, which Tracy explains, based on this, that we're inferring that it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Perek Basra Rosh Hashanah, Lama Gimel Menaf, is the Garsi, but there are those who wanted to have the Girsi in this text of the Tana comment, Div Rabbi Yehuda, but the Hacha Muchad, like our Sinle. In our Gemara, obviously we see that That's not the text, because the Gemara is saying we only know it from a Stam Sefra, obviously because the text itself does not say the Rebbe Yehuda. So next says the Master begins words of the Gemara, HaMaitzit Chetz B'Shuk B'Chulav. Someone finds blue wool in the marketplace, etc. So Chut and Ksher. Although the Lashaynes are Pasal, but the threads, they're going to be Kasher. Tosfos explains, why are we not concerned that maybe it was not done Kelchasa? As Tosfos says, Kedemasik, the conclusion of the Gemara's reason is, why are Chutin better? Because B'Shazur and Mufsak, we're talking about A, that it's spun, and that they were separate into separate pieces. The Kulei Leitarach, a person would not go through such an effort if his intention was to weave it into a garment. Rather, it must have been that he's doing it for tzitzis. But not, as Tosfos in time of Tosfos has to take a second log, the Avagav Lo Tzitzis is not so okay. So although the person who did it for tzitzis, I might share, why could we presume that it's valid? You can only buy tchelis from a professional. Knows making a sampling is invalidation of a mishen mumcha. But some of them are not professional, not because they can make shlatim. You have to be concerned that maybe he did it in a sampling, which makes it not lishma. But one thing you see is that we can't just take anyone. So why, if we find it, even if the guy did it for tzitzis, how can you necessarily use it? And that's the thing. What you can say is the gishmatz and shadur and mufsakin, because when you find that it was spun and separated into small pieces, shami yudeim shall tzer tzitzin nefesiku, that we know for sure that it was done. Whoever did it for the purposes of tzitzis, yesh litlois the min hamukha nafli. You could presume that it fell from a professional. Why? Because if the guy's not a professional, in a regular asik, he doesn't usually get involved in b'davar shayidei shalik the mimenu, that he knows that people are not going to buy from him. And b'afal atzmei in the regular asik, even for himself, he won't normally do it. Kim shayidei b'atzmei shayin b'akim hilchat tzvi, that he knows he's not professional in the halachas of dying. If you buy explicitly from a non-mumcha, it's not going to work. But we could presume that it came from a mumcha, because a non-mumcha generally won't do it because he knows people are not going to buy from him anyway. The next day, the master begins with the gemara v'chiyadim tariach lasik meikim in tefillin. Do you think a person goes through the effort to go ahead and make an amulet like tefillin? Shais explains the difference between new tefillin and old tefillin. Because the Gemara brought that the difference between the chutin and the lashinus is because a person is not going to go through the effort to spin it and to separate it, and therefore obviously it was made for tzitz. The Rav asked, what, a person goes through the effort to make an amulet tefillin and still within our Mishnah, that you find new tefillin that's not going to be valid because maybe, although it looks like tefillin, but it was made as an amulet. Obviously, you see a person will go through the effort to make it like tefillin, even though it's not really for tefillin, you should have the same concern like tzitzis. Tzitzis explains, Hashta lemaska daite. At this point, the Gemara did not entertain time of the Mekusharis, but in Mekusharis the Mesamach. But the Gemara is going to say later on that the Gemara says that old tefillin is that there's straps and that there's knots, and new ones are straps without knots. And therefore, that's why it's forbidden to carry it into the town, because you can't knot on Shabbos. So this explains that originally the Gemara didn't know that difference, that the old ones have the knots. And we thought that both of them are not knotted. Ella should be shown this nicker, it's rather just, however, that the old ones, is that it's recognizable on the straps that they were at one point knots. But the new one's not recognizable. And therefore, we're concerned that by the new ones, maybe it was really an amulet. But by the old ones, we don't have to be concerned that it was an amulet. Because if it was an amulet, you would not have made a knot. Because it goes to such an extent that it had, and now it doesn't have anymore, the person would not have gone to that extent. Now, Tais Ezra, maybe you're going to say, he does have to take a second look over. He says, based on what the Gemara is assuming right now, that the tefillin are not knotted, not the new ones, not the old ones, since it's not knotted, hey, mechnis, since how could you actually bring it in? B'shabas aslikshu, now we'll make a knot on Shabbos. Well, that's the thing. What you could say is the sulkatayt, the blik shirin, I'm happy to have that you would have thought that even without knotting it, it's also considered as an article of clothing, and therefore you could carry it in that way. Or you could say, oinvan, that you could make a bow, after Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that generally holds it, that is like shira, because the sulkatayt, he would think to say, the mistama dayt lahatra aniba velasik shir gemura, that he would allow one to go ahead, yeah, that's only when you're making it a permanent knot. But if you're making it that's not a permanent knot, then he would permit one to make a bow and to then make it after Shabbos into a kshir gemur, into a bona fide knot. The lav shakayam, and therefore wouldn't be a kesher shakayam, and therefore that would be permitted for someone to carry in. That's how we could understand the gemara in the Talmud.